with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands women's national team returned to action last Friday in CONCACAF women's qualifiers, facing a very strong Guatemala side. Cayman fell 13-love, but despite the tough result, the squad showed real heart and continued to fight to the final whistle. Coaches say every match at this level is part of the program's long-term development, and the players represented the Cayman Islands well as they continue building experience on the international stage. We'll hear from members of the national team and its coach in the post-match press conference, where they reflect on the performance and turn their focus to the next challenge, an upcoming clash against Costa Rica.
Their level is completely different than ours, but I think the biggest thing for us is we kind of need to let this disappointment sit. Like, yes, obviously, we can't say that we played our best out there. I do think that we could have gave more, and I want us to just feel that and then just go to the next game.
We still have a lot of work to do. We, as Coach said, we go back to the drawing board and we continue working and look forward to the next two matches that we have against Costa Rica and Grenada. And we just continue to train and continue working.
It's a new, fresh beginning for us again. We're going to play like in Costa Rica, which is not a superpower. We're going to probably even stronger than these maybe. So again, it's going to be so, so difficult. So we have an idea. The players now can feel that level that they're playing against. And again, against Costa Rica, they're going to feel the same. So again, what are the small adjustments? What are the small percentages we can make, you know, to really try to close the gap as much as we can?
Fans were out in support, and the team says that encouragement meant a great deal as they keep moving forward. High-tech Tigers athlete Kerry K. Edwards delivered a standout performance in Florida, representing her club as the lone Cayman athlete at the meet. Edwards ran two personal best, winning gold in the 200 meters in 25.45 and taking silver in the 400 meters in 58.01. That 400-meter time also clears the under-17 qualifying standard of 58.43, marking a major milestone in her season. In other local sports, the Cayman Islands will host two major dressage events this week, bringing top regional and international officials to the island. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
First up is the CEA Regional and Mini Dressage Challenge, featuring riders from six Caribbean nations: Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Bermuda, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Cayman Islands. The CEA appoints one traveling judge to ensure fairness across all countries. And this year, that role goes to Alexander Lacerda, an FEI four-star judge from Brazil. Cayman will also stage the FEI Dressage World Challenge, a global series that allows riders to compete at an international standard without leaving their home country. For this event, five FEI officials are required on island, including judges Frederico Pinches of Portugal and Anushka Majuska of Poland, along with FEI steward Luzmila Alvarez and FEI veterinarian Gabriela Lopez, both from Mexico. Also returning is Omar Zarek, Cayman's FEI solidarity clinician, who has spent nearly 3 years developing the island's high-performance riders. He'll support athletics throughout both competitions. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
And Otis Air is back for a third year as title sponsor of the Penny McDowell Memorial Swim Meet, helping power one of Cayman's key development events in the pool. Jevy Ebanks has this report.
Competitive swimmers across Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac will hit the pool for the Penny McDowell Memorial Swim Meet, delivering another strong case of local talent and rising youth athletes. The meet continues to be one of Cayman's key development platforms, giving young swimmers a chance to test themselves in a high-level competitive environment. This year marked the third straight year that Otis Air stepped up as the title sponsor through its Otis Care Community Initiative. Managing Director Sean Hill says supporting youth is an easy decision, noting that the discipline and resilience learned in the pool help shape confident young people far beyond the competition. Otis Air congratulated all swimmers, coaches, and organizers for another successful edition of the meet, reaffirming its commitment to backing programs that strengthen Cayman's sporting community. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
Thank you, Jevy. That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.